WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky.
Hello.
We have a whole whack of things happening in this next week, so hold on to your hats. If you have questions, definitely get in queue, because I know people like to wait until the last minute, and we can't help you. So if you have questions, get in there now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear, because Nancy's here, and she is our in-house astrologer. Add in your date of birth, and we can both offer you insightful guidance to get where you're wanting to go. So this is what the show's here for. We're also here because Nancy's here to inform and enlighten you on all of what's happening in the universal sky this week, because there's a lot. So hold on to your hats. It starts on Friday with the solstice.
It does. So the solstice is on June 21st, and I'm looking forward to the summer. I don't know about you, but I am.
You know, any time that there is beautiful green leafage and grass, and I have a feeling that this summer might not be as hot as our previous last few, and I'm really hoping.
You're hoping it's not, or that it is?
Not as hot, not as humid. I mean, last year was a bad summer for me regardless, just because of the frozen shoulder thing and the extreme pain that I was in, but I'm not a huge fan of the humidity. Not a huge fan.
Yeah, no. No, the humidity can stay, but I like the heat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I found we haven't hit heat yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking this, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I want the heat. Yeah, no, I would.
So Friday. It's coming in. It's early Friday morning, actually.
So the solstice transpires at 1:03 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Which means those on the other coast are experiencing it on the 20th.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, it will be the 20th for them, because they're, I believe, 3 hours ahead.
Right.
So, yes. And this particular solstice should be interesting. The solstice is marked. So solstices and equinoxes are marked by when the sun moves into a cardinal sign. And cardinal signs are Aries in the springtime, Cancer in the summer, Libra in the fall, Capricorn in the winter. So on the day and time that the sun moves to 00 degrees of Cancer is this Friday, June 21st, at 1:03 a.m. And during that time, like if we look at the energy as like a snapshot of what's transpiring at that time when the solstice is official, then we can kind of map forward what the universe kind of has in store for us over that season based on the actual day and time of the solstice. And what's happening is Jupiter will be conjunct the sun. Now, Jupiter is still in Gemini when that happens. And so it's going to be expanding our awareness, our consciousness, our sun sign energy of the ego and spirit. So there's this expansion of ego, as well as the expansion of spirit, which can look like spiritual growth. So there may be some lessons towards spiritual growth that's transpiring. Because it's in the sign of Gemini, there's a bit of an unconscious vibration taking place. And when we have that unconscious spiritual growth happening, that's where that ego is expanded. Okay, so it's when our ego is expanded, it's difficult for us to understand what our spirit is learning. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Sorry, I had it on mute.
Okay. So there's that energy at play. However, if we look at the sign of Cancer, Cancer is ruled by the moon. The moon on the day that the solstice takes place is at 27 degrees of Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about transformation. So it is through the summer that we will continue to transform our emotional being. So our emotional layers of being. Is this summer, which typically the summer is not a time to do this, but this particular summer has this influence of purging, letting go, surrendering, and releasing intensity. So if you're finding your ego is being triggered, you'll feel this sense of emotional intensity underneath it or fueling it. And if you have the conscious awareness that that is transpiring, that's when you need to come to this point of consciousness and say, you know what, I'm not going to let it bother me. I have to reduce and let go. I have to surrender and see the best course of action instead of trying to control. So it's a give up control energy. On there's additional things happening too. So one more thing that I wanted to mention that day is the Sun trine Saturn, which is all about building. So it's about bringing in the new structures to support what it is that we're releasing. So overall, this is a summer to let go and clear and purge. And, you know, you may notice how you're doing that in life already, right? So, for example, like I'm going through all of my son's toys and selling them. Hmm. And that's a form of purging and letting go.
I did the big clean of my house. Yeah, I somehow got the energy, and now everything is nice and tidy and has spots for everything. And I got rid of a big bag of clothes to donate, and I just like totally cleaned up.
And through the process of, and that's what I'm doing too throughout this whole process as well. Mine's just a little longer than one clean. Mine's like 17 years of purging.
Well, you have to know that mine was a little bit more than just a clean too, since I had, you know, a year and a half of frozen shoulders. So
yeah. True. So great time to focus on that kind of thing. The next thing that we're looking at is full moon.
The 23rd, yes.
Full moon in the sign of Capricorn on June 23rd, 2013 at 7:23 a.m. Eastern Time.
So that's Saturday. Well, it's Sunday morning.
It's Sunday morning. We will see it full Saturday night, right? We will see it full Sunday night.
Yes.
But its fullest is at 7:32. So... I guess we won't see it completely full, but it'll still appear as though it's a full moon. And it usually does for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, usually three. It's 3 to 4, actually. If I look them up on one of my weather things, it's like 99 point something. It'll be pretty full. You wouldn't know to the naked eye for sure.
No, you can't tell by the naked eye for sure. Yeah, for a good, you know, and you can classify that 2 days before to 2 days after.
Right.
So, the moon. Interesting moon. I can see how it's kind of playing out already. There's this strong desire to prove oneself with this particular moon. We just have to be very careful on who we're trying to prove ourselves to and how we're trying to prove ourselves. So it really depends on where we're focusing our ego. Because that sense of proving can be constructive or it can be destructive. So, and with the moon conjunct Pluto on the full moon, transformation continues at a very deep level. So this is a transforming full moon.
Hmm. It's like our, you know, the last few years have been about transforming, but I think this year, maybe even more so than in previous.
Yeah. It's pair, so the new moon will be on July 8th. So we'll see how it interacts with that, I guess, on the next show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So interesting solstice. A few other big things coming up, and, you know, emphasis on big.
Yes, the next one, yes. The big planet.
We're looking at the big planet, my all-time favorite, Jupiter. And he is my all-time favorite because I'm a Sag, which is ruled by the sign of Jupiter. Yes, Jupiter moves into the sign of Cancer, and that should be rather interesting. A lot of people are on this path to seeking inner peace and security. And typically, when humanity is seeking inner peace, it's because there's a lot of external chaos. Needless to say, that external chaos is also internal. So if it's external, it's internal as well. So it's about trying to calm the self and finding your inner center. Security is involved with this as well, because Cancer is also a sign that's very concerned about their sense of security. So, you know, and what does security mean? Security can have reflections in our home environment. It can be on our financial portfolio, although it's really not about money, right? But quite often money is connected to our sense of security. There's energy around desiring to move or improve your present home. Now, this is for a year. This isn't just now. When it moves in. Did I say when it moves in? It moves in on June 25th at 9:39 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's when Jupiter officially moves into the sign of Cancer. It will be there for a year, give or take a day or two. Great time, so again, to, you know, look at investing in real estate, fixing up your home, moving into a new home. It also brings you to this focus on your domestic life. So there's a desire to focus on domestic life.
Yeah.
Which is your inner world, your inner reality on a personal level, right?
Right.
So hopefully it's a good vibration.
It feels positive to me. I mean, it's my rising sign, so I'm kind of, you know, wishful thinking, but I mean, it definitely is when you think of the crab. I mean, they kind of carry their home with them. So,
yeah. Okay, so for anybody who is your rising sign, I don't mean to damper you in any way, shape, or form. When Jupiter transits the first house, be aware that weight gain comes easy.
Luckily, I'm on a great program, so that won't be a problem.
Perfect.
Not worried about that one.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a bugger for me because I had Jupiter just move into my progressed first house.
Oh.
Which can be there for like 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
But it won't be, because you're going to get a handle on it and you'll be fine.
I hope so.
You will. Don't put that energy that it's going to be there for 30 years. Come on, Nance.
It can mean other, like, yes, expansive things within the physical reality, right? Not just
sure.
Your physical body. Physical body is just a part of it.
Right.
And I don't see it as a bad thing, because in my natal chart, it's in my 11th house of hopes, wishes, and dreams. So it's about expanding on those hopes, wishes, and dreams.
There you go.
Positive, happy, joy energy.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arita here today. You can find out more information about Nancy and all the services she provides at her website, universalsky.com. If you have any questions, this would be a great time to call in. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. Just with instant feedback, just remember, be really clear about what you're wanting to know. But because Nancy is our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth so that she can connect in best with your energy and we can both offer you some guidance. All right. So call it now, because we are open and ready and you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the Sane Psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bank Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
You the world again, and everything within my hands, all the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry. Will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind. 'Cause I can't figure out just what's inside. You could understand this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now, it will turn around. 'Cause I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. And, we saved the best for last. I don't know if we finished Jupiter. I assume we did, but we have one more in the week that, I'm going to say it's an okay week until we get maybe to the last one. And I know our producers here don't like us talking about the M word, but it happens, at least three times a year, sometimes four. Thankfully, this year it's only three, but this is probably one of the longer ones.
This is, and what we're speaking about is Do we say it? Do we say the name?
Mercury retrograde.
In my deep voice.
Yes, that was good. I like that.
Okay. And as we had discussed later, I kind of feel sorry for Mercury because he's getting a bad rap, right? But yeah, he's in his trickster phase, and
he kind of deserves it sometimes. I'm sorry. If he was more playful and he was a fun trickster, I would be okay with that.
Well, you know, that's all perspective.
Yeah, and I remember the conversation we had about what this next Mercury's all about. So it doesn't sound like it's a fun energy.
No, not necessarily, but that's besides the point. I'm trying to defend Mercury. I believe everybody should be entitled to some form of justice, fair justice.
Well, when it's not in retrograde, Mercury is an awesome planet. It's all about communication.
All right. So, yes, this Mercury retrograde is transpiring on June 26, 2013. It takes place, it's official, at 9:07 a.m. Eastern Time. And all Mercury retrogrades this year are in water signs. I don't know if you remember that. This one being in Cancer can trigger some emotional stuff. The specific focus for this, and there's two vibrations that are pulling in this dynamic around interdependence versus codependence. So there's a specific focus around how we're relating to other people. And, you know, especially with our emotional relationships, and one may desire freedom from their emotional relationships, or they may come to a point of reality where they break free of their emotional relationships. So it can happen either way. It could either continue to be a desire, or you can manifest that into a reality. And basically, the vibration is around honoring and nurturing one's mind and the desires that go a long way within how one relates to others. So there's a merging of the mind and heart, the mind being our thought process and our heart being our nurturing component, that transpires when we're authentic towards the self and show this vibration of interdependence. So, and a lot of people are looking for that interdependence within their relationship versus the codependence energy. So it can be difficult on how one understands this energy or communicates this energy. So if you have a very like codependent relationship, it can be difficult to communicate this message of the desire for more interdependence.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of our relationships, you know, family, maybe not so much friends, but certainly some close friends and certainly our intimate relationship, you know, as much as we like to think they're interdependent, I mean, the most often they are codependent. I mean, both are needing something
for
from
sure.
each other. Yeah.
Totally. So it's really about going within. So I'm finding this is kind of one of those, you know, pull your energy inward and contemplate how do you desire to be nurtured? How can you nurture the self? How can you nurture your mind, your heart, your soul, and not expect somebody else to do that for you? And when you start focusing that energy on the self and nurturing the self, it's easier to pull away from that codependence dynamic. Because you're being dependent on yourself versus the other person. So we need to look at what are we learning within relationships. And, you know, the polar energy is what temptations are you being presented with?
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting how many of the planets that we've discussed today are in Cancer.
Yes.
Again, like it's like, you know, the beginning of the year. There were like five or six planets all in, you know, the same sign, and it's kind of continued. I think Venus may be already out of Cancer. No, it's still there for a few more days.
Yeah, Venus is still in Cancer.
Mars.
So we have current. Okay, so as of the solstice, because I have the chart of the solstice
right.
in front of me, we have the Sun in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, Venus in Cancer, but there's also Vesta, which is an asteroid in the sign of Cancer, and Ceres, which is another asteroid at 29 degrees of Cancer. So there's
and
four
then Jupiter.
And then Jupiter will be moving into Cancer after the solstice. Where is Mars? Let me see where Mars is.
I think Mars may have just moved out, or it might be there for like a couple days.
You know how that is when you're looking for something?
Yeah, no, I know.
You can't find it?
And I did that, pulled this all at the last minute on you. But yeah. I just was thinking about all the planets that seem to be in Cancer, which is really about, I mean, it's nurturing the inner you versus, you know, that flamboyant outer you, which, you know, a lot of times when we think of summer, we think of, you know, Leo the lion, we think of that boisterous, you know, big energy. Because that's kind of the summer thing, is get out there, enjoy yourself. It's all about how you look and all that kind of stuff. So that energy is so prevalent in summer. Mm-hmm. So this is really kind of a quiet energy.
Yeah. Mars is still in Gemini. I found Mars.
Oh.
He will not move into Cancer until approximately July 14th.
Okay. So then we'll have another, but Venus will be gone by then.
Yeah, Venus will be in Leo. Venus moves into Leo on approximately the 28th of June. So.
When did you say in July, Mars? We already in another planet or another sign? No, 14th.
Okay. It's the 14th. Yes. No, so the sun doesn't move until the 22nd, 23rd.
So we'll get rid of one and another one will come in a couple weeks later. So it's
yeah.
You know, it is interesting that we've, you know, this year so many planets have followed the sun. In a way I don't know that it's ever.
No, it doesn't happen every year because, like, Venus does a full cycle every 18 months.
Right.
18? Yeah, and Mars is 22 months.
Right.
So, no, it doesn't happen every year where it's that close to the sun.
Right. And we've just had so many, like, you know.
Yeah.
And how often would Mercury? It's more frequent, isn't it?
Mercury's always, Mercury's always no more than 18 degrees away from the sun.
Okay.
So it's always within the sun's energy field.
Okay.
Because it's the closest planet to the sun. So it's either the sign of the sun, the sign before, the sign after.
Okay.
The sun sign.
But it has been this year regularly with pretty much the entire time.
Yep. It has. And that has to do with the retrogrades that are happening in the water signs.
Interesting. Well, it is, you know, interesting times in the universal sky.
Very.
Lots of growth opportunities. It does seem like we're starting off pretty quiet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, everything is kind of quiet right now.
Yeah. Excluding the phones. So all of you people that have questions, get on the phone now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Be really clear on the instant feedback. Add in your date of birth for Nancy, and you can get some awesome guidance from the two of us. Huh. But it's almost time for break. Why don't we go to break now? So everybody, this is the time. Call in now or instant feedback. All right, you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. You want to know more about some of the knowledge and wisdom. Nancy's site is quite large. You could probably play in that for days. But she does have a lot of information. And if you've ever wanted to have an astrology reading, she offers a discount for all Sky listeners. So just mention that you heard her on Sky and you can get a discount. UniversalSky.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
sweet ginseng plant was dazzled by her smile while I shopped there. It wasn't long before I lived with her. I sang her songs while she dyed my hair.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Well, now we got some callers and some instant feedback. And, yes, thank you, Kathy, because we were just going to ask on air before we took our phone call to send in your date of birth. But we got it now, so that's good. All right, so let's just finish up on the Mercury retrograde because there's still a little bit of information that Nancy has, and then we'll take a call.
Yeah, we didn't discuss when Mercury was going direct.
Uh-huh.
So Mercury stations direct on July 20th, 2013. Right. So we're retrograde from June 26th to July 20th.
That's a long time.
So it's 6 days out of a month, right? So it's a month less 6 days.
Right.
The post shadow is also long. It goes until August the 4th.
Oh, ouch.
But post-shadow is usually not as bad as pre-shadow.
Right.
So pre-shadow being June 10th.
Already gone through and still
yeah.
getting up to it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, it's all about communication this time, and it seems like it's communication with the people that we know and love the most.
Yes. The people that we're closest to.
That's right. All right, so let's take our first caller. It's Raul. Hi, Raul.
I love you, ladies. I have to stop myself from calling every single show.
That's okay. We needed you to call today, so thank you.
I know. That's why I'm trying to, you know, help you guys out.
There you go. See what a trooper you are.
And I do love to hear you guys laugh. Also, you know, I love Tracy, and yeah. You know, it's just so fun. I feel like I'm there most of the time.
Awesome. So, what can we help you with?
You know what? My whole world is shifting. I'm barely hanging in there. You know, there are some family illnesses going on. I'm struggling at my job that I don't really like. And, you know, I guess my main question is how my heart is doing. You know, we started this conversation about a couple months ago, and you guys nailed it. And I think I'm doing a lot better. It's like I'm barely hanging in there emotionally, physically. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to not pay too much attention to what's happening around me. These people that's very close to me is getting ill. So I need some guidance and, you know, whatever you can help me with.
Okay, so what I'm picking up, and I know that Nancy will, you know, more closely identify with, you know, your vibration of your birth, but I'm picking up that, you know, there's such a giving part of you, such a nurturing part of you. May. Yeah, it's not part of your... It's not that. You're very open, you're very sensitive, you're a very loving guy. You want to love and be loved, and, you know, that's, we all do. But there's a part of you that really wants to love. So all of this energy around you, especially of, you know, feelings kind of stressed and, you know, not wanting to dwell too much on the illness that's around them. You know, what I would do is just offer them as much love and support as you can. Instead of thinking about their illness, just focus on what you can give them, what they want. Just focus on all the ways that you can give love to them in whatever way they want, and not really focusing on the illness per se or on the stress at work per se, but just focus on what you can give, and that will start shifting the energy. But it's almost like it needs to be a very diligent effort on your part to, you know, not get caught up, because you're very sensitive. So you kind of sponge a lot of energy off people, and sometimes you're not realizing that, you know, how you're feeling has nothing to do with yourself, but, you know, the energy of others around you. So that's especially... Mm-hmm. It's almost like you need to sort of guard yourself or shield yourself when you're at work. But I'm getting that eventually things like you're moving into a very lovely period. This is a quiet period regardless. And, you know, there will be a lot of love around you. There's looks like a new relationship coming. So it's just allow the stuff to happen. Don't get too caught up in what's happening around you. Just be open and loving and giving to those that need you, because there are those that need you right now. And but don't try and do it as unconditionally as possible without, you know, expecting anything to come back. Just doing it because it's part of your, you know, it's part of you giving back to the world. It's just part of that energy, that, you know, that big heart energy that you have. Just allow it to flow back out into the world, because you've got lots of it, and that's not a problem. Great. So what do you get, Nancy?
Okay. Yep, totally in alignment there. On a totally different note, though, I can understand your position. You have quite a bit of intense energy taking place on an astrological level. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's heavy, and there's this desire just to break free of it all and run away and hide. Does that make sense, Ro?
Yes, totally. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And basically what's happening is you're experiencing Saturn opposite Saturn, Uranus opposite Uranus, Jupiter square Jupiter. So there's these three aspects taking place for you in which you're being asked to make decisions that are in the best interest of your sense of security and what it is that you want to build in life. So if I look towards your career sector, there's this desire to just like go for a totally new job. And if that is something you desire, then you really need to focus and think about what it is you want to be doing and start applying in those areas. It can still take time to manifest until you move through some of the karmic cycle that you're currently in right now. But that's where I'm seeing, it's kind of like, what are the opportunities ahead of me? What do I desire to move forward towards? And then start creating a plan that allows you to do that. Okay. Baby steps with the plan. You can't force anything to happen right now. And that's where you need to just kind of like let go and surrender and ask the universe to kind of, you know, gently guide you through that process. Okay.
Yep.
So I don't know if that helps you at all, but that's where I'm seeing you need to focus.
Yes, it really does. Last time you mentioned about, you know, my heart, I needed to work on my heart and things like that. Did you have anything on that?
In terms of the heart energy, let go of any resistance, because I'm feeling that there's this resistance around the heart area. Okay, that's uh-huh. where you hold a lot of your stress, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
So just really focus on following with what it is that you love to do versus what you think you have to do.
Okay. Very clear. Okay? Very clear.
So, you know, when you're in alignment with what you love, your heart will feel lighter. Okay. When you're doing something through obligation and you don't want to be doing it, your heart will feel more restricted. Now, there are certain obligations that you need to follow through with. So follow through with them with the intention of holding the outcome as being more in alignment with what you love to do.
Okay. That's going to take me a few moments and a few podcasts to process, but I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Nancy, with all the kind of difficult energies that you saw with Saturn and although I don't know, Jupiter squared Jupiter is necessarily it might be a heavier energy, but isn't it usually? Anyway, it doesn't matter. When do you see some of that clearing up?
In terms of the Jupiter square Jupiter will clear up. He's moving through it.
Okay.
So he's at the end of the cycle. And typically when we're at the end and at that point of breakthrough, we feel more constricted.
Right.
So, another 2 to 3 months, you'll feel much lighter.
And
I know things are happening and moving along, but I don't want to miss out. I don't know if you know what I mean. I can feel it, but I don't want to miss out by just being stuck in this little, area.
Yeah, and that's where that Jupiter square Jupiter energy is kind of coming in. It's making you feel as though you're going to miss an opportunity, right?
Oh, wow.
You're not.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to miss the opportunity. And the Jupiter square Jupiter won't be there for long. So that'll start lifting in about, let's see. I just got to double check the degree of his Jupiter. It's already starting to pull away. So you can give it another, say, 3 weeks before that. I'm going to miss an opportunity, fear kind of leaves.
Okay. Sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You can probably see how peaceful I feel, and I love to talk to you both. Thank you, Lori, for everything.
You're lighter already.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. Thanks, Raul.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So we do have an instant feedback, and we're just about ready to go to break. So I'm going to just read it out so that we have an idea of what's going on. Kathy's going through a little bit of difficulty right now. She's living with her daughter and her daughter's husband, and her husband is very ill, and the money has been short. He's not been able to work since February of this year and will not probably be able to go back to work at all. So she's a little bit concerned about her financial future and, if there's anything that we could see that would help. She's on disability herself, and we do have your date of birth that you sent in. So thank you for doing that, Kathy. We'll offer you some wonderful guidance when we get back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda here with me. Nancy can be found more on the web at universalsky.com. You can check out her website. You can contact her. She does Skype and phone interviews. So connect in with her, get a reading done, mention that you're a Sky listener, and you will get a discount. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff.
Step into the enchanted world of Monte Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio at radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy will be back with us pretty early on in the month. It will be July 3rd, yes. And so for those of you... Lisa, we will have to try and answer your question very, very quickly because, again, you've waited to the last minute, but that's okay. We will try and, you know, give you a very quick answer, but we do want to work with Kathy because we did already bring all the information out. Kathy, I'm going to quickly say, you know, all of what you have, I know that what Nancy talked about at the very beginning about interdependence versus dependency, all of the your entire existence lately has been all around what's going on with your husband and the illness and the fact that, you know, what you relied on for support is now gone. And I'm going to say that's, you know, that's a big change, and it's really about you stepping into something on your own to sort of take over where everything else has sort of fallen apart. I actually get that you can, if you follow your heart and maybe change the focus you have on your own illness to being more expansive and letting go of some of that story so that you can really come from a place of your heart and move into something that you maybe have been being pushed to move into for a long time but haven't done it yet. And that's kind of what I'm seeing that all of this has been about. I mean, it's been drastic and it's been difficult, and I know what that's like. But I think it's all getting you ready to kind of move into your own power and to really embrace who you are and to get out of the victim mentality and away from having to depend on others. But Nancy.
Totally. I totally agree. It's about stepping out into your own power and using your ability to create your reality. And I know when you're in that point of pain, like dealing with your own issues, it's difficult to try and even fathom what that may look like. And this is where you use the power of fantasy, okay? Close your eyes and visualize if you weren't sick or if you weren't in that place, what would life look like, right? What does your heart truly desire? Because there is an opportunity for you to start anew. Okay. So you're being asked to start new. You have a choice. You have a choice to let the universe create it for you or choose to move forward in your own direction and make those conscious choices on your own. If you allow the universe to make those choices for you, then it seems a little bit more difficult. So we're moving into that theme of letting go and purging and releasing, and that's going to happen no matter what. So the power lies in your point of resistance. Are you going to hold on, kicking and screaming, or are you just going to let go and make some conscious choices that are in alignment with what you desire to create in your life? Change is imminent, so, you know, Look towards change, because you can't fight the change that's coming.
Right. You can just maybe choose how you'd like some of the change to
go.
Yeah.
What direction would you like that change to take? What's better for you, right? Mm-hmm. And staying in old past patterns is not better, and that's why there's kind of like all this stuff coming forward.
Right.
So
hope that helps, Kathy, and let us know what happens. And if you want more guidance on that, probably the best way would be to call us when we're back.
In two weeks.
All right. So let's quickly take Lisa. We can't do a full on with Lisa, but hey, Lisa.
Hey, hi, thank you.
You're welcome. So you got a job interview coming up. Is that what you're wanting to know about?
Actually, I just finished one.
Oh, okay.
It was on the phone.
Okay. Did you feel good about it?
And the feedback was, great, wonderful, love you, you know. So
well, that sounds good.
The energy you saw as far as me getting started and starting to pull in a paycheck.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm getting actually a really good vibration from this. I know that you've been stressing a lot, and this looks like it's kind of bringing you to the end of this. So I would just be really positive. Focus on, you know, what that new job's going to feel like. Just like as Nancy was talking about, you're using your imagination. Use your imagination. Just imagine what it will be like getting your paycheck, if that's the most important piece. But I would just, you know, imagine, you know, your work environment and being happy and going into work with, you know, a smile on your face and, you know, just really focusing on that. But I see, you know, positive things. It's just your stress level it created a little bit of exhaustion. Nancy?
Yeah, I get the exact same thing. You really need to use the power of that positive energy that's there for you. Let go of timing. Okay, so even though the job is there, there's this, you're being taught a little lesson on patience. And so the moment you let go of, it has to happen now, and you just open up to, I have faith that it's going to transpire when the timing is perfect, that's when it happens. So, and that's what I mean by let go of timing. So just have faith that this is the perfect job for you. I just don't know when they're going to call you back.
Right. Yeah, and the stress level.
Yeah, and the stress will create a delay. Okay. So that's where you just open up to that point of faith and trust.
And play with the energy. Get excited about going to work and the new environment, or if it's at home, it's however this is, whatever this looks like, whatever it actually is. It, are you working out of your home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got that.
Yeah, I just got that too.
So, you know, play with, you know, getting up in the morning and getting excited about, you know, logging on or, you know, doing the work that you're going to be doing. Just, you know, get really excited about it. Play with it. Enjoy it. The freedom that you'll have, the abilities that you'll have to play with that, and just, you know, focus on that.
Okay.
Okay. And let us know what happens.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. If you have more questions, and we will be back on the 3rd of, right in between our both of our holidays. Ours isn't quite as long as their holiday. They're taking Thursday and Friday off.
Nice. Nice.
I know.
I always take a couple extra days myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get to because you'll be on air on Wednesday. But if you have any questions, if you have any questions for Nancy, feel free to contact her on her website, universalsky.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and we've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.